Could new technology make concrete greener? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood, who is on assignment. Las Vegas hosted its first in-person convention this week since the pandemic. It's called World of Concrete, and it normally attracts some 60,000 engineers, architects, masons, and contractors. Not quite a full turnout this year, but Marketplace senior reporter Matt Levin was there. I asked him what kind of tech he'd been seeing.
There has been kind of a drive towards more automation. The construction industry, it's still kind of old school tech, right? It's a lot of, you know, manual labor, which is very intensive. And there's been a labor shortage for quite some time. The pandemic has somewhat exacerbated that. And so there has been a drive among tool makers to try to have some of the more labor intensive parts of construction be automated, be done by robots.
And you've got some sound of a robot. Tell us about J-Bot.
J-Bot is a semi-autonomous robot. Kind of looks like a mini Zamboni without a driver's seat with a big hydraulic arm sticking up.
Huh.
And then the hydraulic arm shoots up into the ceiling and starts drilling holes on its own. And so you load a digital plan of what the ceiling and the environment the robot is working in looks at, and then the robot pretty much takes care of the rest. It was pretty impressive.
To make concrete, you need cement, which is responsible for 8% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Are you hearing much about sustainability there?
So some. I think I was expecting a little more conversation about it. I think it is notable that the major cement manufacturers, their trade group, issued a statement in November. They pledged to go carbon neutral by 2050. That has symbolic importance. This is not an industry that's, you know, known for being the most environmentally conscious. The route to get there seems difficult because cement is inherently a carbon-emitting substance.
And this is something I always used to use these words interchangeably, but cement is actually an ingredient in concrete.
That's right. I was told repeatedly here, cement is the flour in the birthday cake that is concrete.
So it's interesting. A couple of companies recently won the X Prize for figuring out ways to actually inject CO2 into concrete. Are you hearing about this idea of carbon capture as a way to make this a greener material?
Yes. The plan to make cement more green relies heavily on carbon capture. The cement producers have not really implemented this at scale yet. The other thing that they've been talking about a lot, at least here, is using different fuel sources to create cement.
What else has changed in the industry during the pandemic? I mean, you know, most of us had some kind of digital pivot. Did you see any of that?
Yes. I think particularly on the sales side, and obviously there's a lot of salespeople here at the expo. So, you know, with this whole convention, there's a big discussion going on is, you know, is this worth it, right? It costs a lot of money for companies to send their personnel here to, you know, lug J-Bot, the giant robot, around from city to city. Companies went more into digital marketing and advertising in the absence of this trade shows, and it mostly worked. Instagram influencers became more important. I had no idea, but apparently there are Instagram influencers for construction tools.
Well, I've seen a very charismatic plumber, and so to me, it's a ripe industry for that kind of innovation. But tell me about who you've seen there. I mean, are you seeing influencers on the convention floor?
Yes, I met one. He's known as Tool Pig. He's got about 250,000 followers. He's exactly what you picture when you picture someone who's really into tools. And he may be more important now to major tool makers than, you know, let's say convention center expositions like this.
Matt Levin is a senior reporter at Marketplace. And now for some related links. I mentioned two companies that won an X Prize for creating greener concrete. They are Carbon Cure Technologies, a Canadian startup, and Carbon Built, affiliated with UCLA. Scientific American has a story about the competition and the technology. The winners shared a $15 million grand prize. Both teams injected carbon dioxide into concrete in ways that both reduced its carbon footprint and made the material stronger. The U.S. government is a big customer for concrete, making up half the domestic market. That share is likely to grow if President Biden succeeds in getting an infrastructure deal through Congress. We've got a link to that story at marketplacetech.org, plus more of Matt's reporting on the state of the convention industry, which before the pandemic was an $11 billion business for Las Vegas. One guy very happy to have some of that business back is an ice sculptor known as the Vegas Iceman. Matt had this to say about what it's like to be at a convention in person after all these months of virtual meetings.
I've shaked more hands here in the last 72 hours than I have in the last year and a half. It's not even close. It's not even close. Yeah. There's more asking whether people are comfortable shaking hands. There's like a little more consent involved in handshaking. So I've noticed that. I've also noticed there's way more swag here. And that's, I was talking with a salesperson about this, and they were saying, look, we've been sitting on all these, you know, flash drives and free pens for like a year and a half. We're trying to unload them. So another little new convention tidbit.
Ah, the swag bag. Remember that? Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineer is Jessen Dueler. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.